questions. Thank you for calling in today to XPO. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Hi, Angela. My name is Melissa Walker, and we had your company come out and measure to make sure that we were on the okay to get a wall oven installed by Home Depot. And basically, we didn't hear anything back from Home Depot, so we called them, and they said they never got the report from you yet. So they asked me to call with the measure PO number to see if maybe I could get those okay for the measurements so that we could get the oven install scheduled, or if you could put that into the system for them to see, one of the two. But either way, okay, we're kind of on a hold up waiting for y'all.
Okay, they're supposed to call us, and we could have sent, I can send an email to the text office and tell them to put it in the icon system and upload it for you. But that's not how
okay,
it works.
Well, I would appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm going to look at your PO first.
Yeah.
All right.
And
so
you know what else?
Go ahead.
Just basically said that, I was going to say the guy basically just said that they don't ever get any information unless a customer calls in, which I thought was really just ridiculous. So I thought I would add that on there so you know that. But anyway,
okay,
the PO number is 854-50962.
Okay. Is the phone number you're calling in on?
The measure PO number for 854.
I have that, ma'am. That's not what I was about to ask you. Yeah, I wrote that down. I have that. What I was about to ask you is the phone number that you're calling in on, is that associated with your order?
Yes.
Or did you use another? Okay. So just hold on for me.
And they wouldn't let us place the order until they get the okay from you. So we can't even place the order for the oven until they said they get the okay from you. But as far as my account is listed under this phone number.
Okay. When did you get this order put into the system?
That's been at least a week ago. And then
okay,
the actual measurements were taken yesterday.
Okay.
A week or two ago, yeah. It's
okay,
been a while. It's been a wait for them to come out.
And what is the item you're getting installed?
An oven. It's a built-in appliance oven.
Okay. That phone number's not working. It's not pulling up anything. And then the PO number you're giving me, that's for another company. What's the name on your order?
Something. Melissa Walker.
Yeah, see, that's not even your name. Is this for Best Buy?
No.
Or Home Depot?
Home Depot.
Yeah, see, that's another company. So that's not the right PO number. She, I don't know why that's pulling up, because
that
number's not even on
right.
Okay, so you said the phone number is 512-217-8571. Could it be a different number?
Maybe 512-219-8097.
Okay, just remember, every number I try, it's going to take about 3 to 5 minutes to pull up. So hold on just a second.
Okay. Yeah,
and if I can't do it,
I mean,
go
basically
ahead.
Basically, we can't place the order. We can't place the order for the oven, they said, until they get the okay from you on the measurements. So really all that you should have is that you were out here on Wednesday and took the measurements and that we're okay to place the order. That's my understanding. And so all I need from you is just that they took the measurements and what the measurements were. You know, if you could release that to me, then that's great. I have the installation number on this from when y'all were out here, if that helps anything. I don't know what else I could give you, but I don't understand. I mean, your company was definitely here. I've got the confirmation, even email still, that they were here. It's just a matter of I don't have the okay from y'all. So I don't know. I don't understand why you wouldn't be able to pull that up.
For 5 minutes.
Did I lose you?
No, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay.
I've been here.
Okay.
I haven't gone anywhere. I'm trying to pull it up by the other phone number you gave me.
Yeah. I know this 512-217-8571 is the one that y'all contacted me on, though. So I don't know why that wouldn't be listed. I even got a text from y'all before y'all showed up on this phone number. So...
All right, we're going to go by name next. If I can't find it by the second phone number, what's the name on the order?
Melissa Walker, Walker. First name,
Okay.
Melissa, Melissa.
Okay.
And I appreciate your help. I'm sure it's frustrating for you, too.
No, it's not. I've done this for 3 to 4 years. It's
Wow.
okay.
Thank you.
Just give me time to try to find it, because each time I search, like I said, it's going to take 3 to 5 minutes. Each search
That's
I do.
okay. What's the next?
It might be a delivery. That's why. But if he came out to measure, I should be able to see it. I don't know what that number was they gave you.
Yeah, I don't know either. They probably don't know either. I mean, basically what the guy said is, I said, well, how does anybody get anything scheduled if y'all never get notified that the measurements are there and you don't know to even call anybody? He said, well, generally we just wait until people get frustrated because they haven't heard anything and they call in. And then usually when we check, the measurements are sometimes just there.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with us. They usually put it in a day or two later.
What kind of nonsense is that?
Yeah, they upload it to the icon system usually after they finish it in a day or two. It takes a day or two to get it put in. And that's up to the store to get you scheduled.
Maybe that's just ridiculous. Well, it sounds like they never call you back or anything else. So.
Cause the store has to create a PO before anybody can do anything. So they have to create a PO to install.
Maybe.
They create a PO for them to come out and measure. Then they do another PO for them to come out and install it. I think I have you.
Okay, that's
it's
great.
Under the second number you gave me. And I'm going to give you
an
order number so you can cut. So if you call us again, you can have it pulled up. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay.
This is the number they should have given you.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, 0708.
0708.
B as in boy, F as in Frank. C as in cat, E as in elephant.
BFCE. Got it.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's our order number. What's your address, Ms. Walker?
It's 809 Breakaway Road. That was the other question because it looked like on this sheet they have two different addresses. The 112 South Projects Drive is the wrong address. The 809 Breakaway Road, which your company came to, is the correct address.
That's on there. They have 809 Breakaway Road, Cedar Park, Texas. What's your email address?
Perfect. MelissaWalker@me.com.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
My whole name. So MelissaWalker, all together, at M-E, like me and you, me.com.
Okay, I'm going to send them an email and tell them that they want them to upload that information to the icon system, okay?
Okay, thank
Hold on
you
just
so
a
much.
Second. Yeah, you're welcome. Just stay on the phone with me while I create it.
Okay, I sure will.
Should take a couple of minutes. 0708. BFCE.
I'm just thankful for the help.
You're welcome. And then Walker is the last name. Was this Texas?
Yes, it
is. That's what I thought. Okay, that's what I remember.
Bad troubles.
Are y'all doing okay down there after that freeze?
We are just not. I'm telling you right now. I burned so many things out. We had pipes busted. We still don't have running water on one part. We've got a big tank that's just busted open still. We can't get anybody out here to fix it. We finally got the well pump taken care of that froze up. I was standing out there with a hair dryer at 2 o'clock in the morning and it still didn't help. And then we lost electricity. So all bets were off. So, to answer your question, no, we're still not up and running on some parts here and definitely not here in my household. This oven is just one of many parts that are still in the process of getting fixed.
Wow.
So, yeah, sorry for not better news on that, but I'm sure you can understand how I get so tired. I'm talking to so many different people, begging people to come out to fix things, you know, and they tell me that they've got 800 voicemails that they haven't gone through yet. You know, it's just really difficult. So too many repairs, not enough people to do them, I guess.
Well, I thought they had people from all around the country come out there to help like plumbing people and stuff, well, electricians.
Well, Texas is big, so maybe they do, and maybe there are.
Yeah,
but
I saw a lot of nice homes destroyed by the pipes busting, coming through the ceilings.
Oh, yeah,
that was
absolutely
horrible.
I have at least two friends that it was flooded, just completely flooded, you know, and nothing they could do about it. My own daughter, actually, even the apartment she was in, it was like a waterfall coming out of the wall. So we were trying
wow.
to help her too. And then she came back here to the house thinking she was going to get a break from it. And then all of our stuff busted. It was like go from one disaster to another, you know. It was
even
just
worse,
just
out of frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I thought maybe we were kind of like, maybe I was hoping at least until we got in contact with more people that we were the exception. But it seems like mostly everybody was touched by it in one way or another, and some much worse than others. I honestly feel very lucky that our house didn't get flooded. I feel very thankful that we just don't have water versus having it all over the house. So, you know, I really actually feel lucky with what's going on versus what could be just horrible. Can you imagine losing everything that you've had in your home just because everything's so flooded up and it's not even in a flood zone, you know? So I can't imagine that either. That would be terrible. I'd much rather be calling about, you know, busted pipes on the outside and water tank busted and well pump not working and motors burned out and, you know, stuff like that versus calling somebody to pump the water out of your house. But anyway, I'm sure that was way more information than you needed, but it's just been bad.
Okay, I'm done with your email, and I put a copy of it on your PO if you have to call back again. I told them that you want them to upload the measurements into the ICON system as soon as possible, okay? That's the system they were talking
Wonderful.
About. And then you can call the store probably tomorrow. It's probably not going to be as fast because they close at 5 usually.
Right.
So I don't know what time.
So probably tomorrow maybe.
It's not 5 o'clock. It's almost 5 o'clock your time, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that they're probably not going to do anything to
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, so
it'll
probably
be there
tomorrow.
By tomorrow then?
Yes, ma'am. Call back
okay,
tomorrow around 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Your time.
Well, thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome.
And I hope that you're doing way better than over here.
I am. I'm just glad I woke up this morning. But thank you for calling in today. If there's nothing else, go ahead.
No, thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome. Enjoy your item.
Your help.
When you do have it installed.
Sure
thanks for calling
you.
XPL. You have a great day.
Okay, take care. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.